for my most memorable English language learning experience, I think it happened when I was form three, and because there is a presentation period and I have to present in front of the class, and that's the first time that I present in front of the class. Because at that time I think my oral is not that good, and when I present I just speak for a couple of seconds and then I stop, and my teacher because at that time I'm not very happy, and because he let me to stay back and for detention, something like that. And because at that time I'm really not very happy, but at the detention time I have learned, because at the detention time he taught me many things about oral skills and some presentation skills, and I can't say that I have learned very much, but I really gained some experience about presentation and also some oral speaking skills. So this is my most memorable English language learning experience. So for most memorable English reading experience, besides English textbooks, I think the only one that I've read is the Times magazine when I was in Form 7, because my English teacher told me to purchase one to set to improve my English language. So I just buy one from the shop and then try to find out those vocabularies that I don't know and translate it to Chinese, because I have to do it in that way to memorize that vocabulary. So at that time I have I have more vocabularies that I can think of. So it helps me when I have my A-level examination. So yes, that's my memorable English reading experience.
Did you enjoy reading this Times magazine? Did you like
it? Yes, at that time, most of the time I have to, because there are quite a lot of vocabularies that I do not know. So most of the time I'm checking on the dictionary. So I can't say it's happy, but it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have to read a lot in English now for your program? You're studying
Applied Biology. You mean the notes, the English?
Yes. Like
yeah, all of them are English, so I have to read in English.
Do you have any difficulties when reading those texts?
Or just same as when I was reading the Time magazine. When I don't know what that word means, I have to check it out from the internet or from the dictionary. Yeah. So it's not difficult, but I have to remember many things.